Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. State Institutes of Further Education. Class E2. Adults. End of Year Examinations, May 2026. Part 1 Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. Question 1. What time does the meeting start?
Are we still meeting at 9, Peter?
No, that's too early. They moved it to a later time in the morning.
So, 10 o'clock?
Let me check. It starts at 10:15.
Question 2. What did the woman buy as a present?
Did you get anything for your friend's birthday?
Yes, I went shopping yesterday.
What did you buy?
A scarf. She really liked the red one in the shop window. I also got a denim skirt for me.
Great.
Question 3. Which job does Dylan's dad do?
I saw your dad at the hospital yesterday, Dylan. He was helping an old lady. Is he a doctor?
He works at the hospital, but he is not a doctor. He is a nurse. He loves his job.
Has he always had that job?
He was a tour guide before. He did that for a while when he was a student.
Question 4. How will the woman get to work tomorrow?
How are you going to work tomorrow, Catherine?
I usually drive, but my car is at the garage.
So, will you take the bus?
No, the last time I tried that, I waited for half an hour, so I'll take the train instead.
Question 5. What is David making for dinner?
What are you doing, David?
Oh, hi, Tina. I am making dinner. I hope you like lasagna.
Yes, it's my favourite. I can make the salad if you like.
Thanks. And if Brian joins us, I'll make a steak. He doesn't eat pasta.
Now listen to exercise 1 again. Question 1. What time does the meeting start?
Are we still meeting at 9, Peter?
No, that's too early. They moved it to a later time in the morning.
So, 10 o'clock?
Let me check. It starts at 10:15.
Question 2. What did the woman buy as a present?
Did you get anything for your friend's birthday?
Yes, I went shopping yesterday.
What did you buy?
A scarf. She really liked the red one in the shop window. I also got a denim skirt for me.
Great.
Question 3. Which job does Dylan's dad do?
I saw your dad at the hospital yesterday, Dylan. He was helping an old lady. Is he a doctor?
He works at the hospital. But he is not a doctor. He is a nurse. He loves his job.
Has he always had that job?
He was a tour guide before. He did that for a while when he was a student.
Question 4. How will the woman get to work tomorrow?
How are you going to work tomorrow, Catherine?
I usually drive, but my car is at the garage.
So, will you take the bus?
No, the last time I tried that, I waited for half an hour, so I'll take the train instead.
Question 5. What is David making for dinner?
What are you doing, David?
Oh, hi, Tina. I am making dinner. I hope you like lasagna.
Yes, it's my favourite. I can make the salad if you like.
Thanks. And if Brian joins us, I'll make a steak. He doesn't eat pasta.
That is the end of exercise one. Now look at the instructions for exercise two. Exercise two. You will hear a receptionist talking about Bella Vista Guest House. Write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number. You will hear the monologue twice.
Hello, and thank you for calling Bella Vista Guest House. You have called the reception of Bella Vista. My name is Elena. Our guest house is in Italy, near the town of Lucca, and it is very popular with visitors who want a quiet place to stay. A room costs 70 euros per night, and this price includes breakfast. Breakfast is served every morning from 8 o'clock, and guests can eat outside if the weather is nice. Breakfast includes fried eggs, bacon, beans, toast, and a choice of hot and cold drinks. All guests can use the garden, which is behind the house and has tables and chairs. There you can have a drink and chat with your friends. The easiest way to get here is by train, as the station is only 10 minutes away. If your plans change, we offer free cancellation up to 15 days before your stay. I am sure you will have a great time at our guest house. We look forward to welcoming you soon.
Now listen to exercise two again.
Hello, and thank you for calling Bella Vista Guest House. You have called the reception of Bella Vista. My name is Elena. Our guest house is in Italy, near the town of Lucca, and it is very popular with visitors who want a quiet place to stay. A room costs 70 euros per night, and this price includes breakfast. Breakfast is served every morning from 8 o'clock, and guests can eat outside if the weather is nice. Breakfast includes fried eggs, bacon, beans, toast, and a choice of hot and cold drinks. All guests can use the garden, which is behind the house and has tables and chairs. There you can have a drink and chat with your friends. The easiest way to get here is by train, as the station is only 10 minutes away. If your plans change, we offer free cancellation up to 15 days before your stay. I am sure you will have a great time at our guest house. We look forward to welcoming you soon.
That is the end of exercise two. Now look at the instructions for exercise three. Exercise three. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, this is Marco.
Hi, Marco, it's Anna. I'm calling to check if it's okay to meet for the cup of coffee we arranged.
Oh, yes. We said Friday, didn't we?
Actually, you said you were busy on Friday afternoon.
You're right. So, let's meet on Saturday morning instead.
That's fine. Where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the cafe near the station.
Okay. I'll take the bus because my car is at the garage.
No problem. Don't forget to bring some money because the cafe doesn't take cards.
Thanks for telling me. See you then.
Now listen to exercise 3 again.
Hello, this is Marco.
Hi Marco, it's Anna. I'm calling to check if it's okay to meet for the cup of coffee we arranged.
Oh yes, we said Friday, didn't we?
Actually, you said you were busy on Friday afternoon.
You're right. So, let's meet on Saturday morning instead.
That's fine. Where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the cafe near the station.
Okay. I'll take the bus because my car is at the garage.
No problem. Don't forget to bring some money because the cafe doesn't take cards.
Thanks for telling me. See you then.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now look at the instructions for exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear two people talking about their friends and their jobs. For questions 1 to 5, write the letter A to H next to each person. There are 3 extra jobs you do not need to use. You will hear the conversation twice.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Anna. I'm fine. What about you?
I'm okay. You were telling me about your friends. What kind of jobs do they have?
They all do very different things.
Let's start with Marie. Does she work in an office?
Yes, she does, but she doesn't sit at a desk all day. She plans big events like parties and meetings. Sometimes she visits hotels, and she often works at weekends.
Sounds like hard work. What about Mark?
Mark drives a big vehicle for his job, but he isn't a taxi driver. He helps people when there are fires or accidents.
Oh, I see. And Leo, does he work outdoors?
No, not at all. He works inside on a computer. He creates websites for businesses, but he never meets customers face to face.
And Sophia?
She spends most of her time outside, but not in parks. She looks after plants and flowers in private gardens.
Finally, Tom. He works in films, right? Is he an actor?
Not exactly. He doesn't speak much in films. He does dangerous actions, like falling or jumping, instead of the actors.
They all have interesting jobs. They must be happy.
Now listen to exercise 4 again.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Anna. I'm fine. What about you?
I'm okay. You were telling me about your friends. What kind of jobs do they have?
They all do very different things.
Let's start with Marie. Does she work in an office?
Yes, she does, but she doesn't sit at a desk all day. She plans big events like parties and meetings. Sometimes she visits hotels, and she often works at weekends.
Sounds like hard work. What about Mark?
Mark drives a big vehicle for his job, but he isn't a taxi driver. He helps people when there are fires or accidents.
Oh, I see. And Leo, does he work outdoors?
No, not at all. He works inside on a computer. He creates websites for businesses, but he never meets customers face to face.
And Sophia?
She spends most of her time outside, but not in parks. She looks after plants and flowers in private gardens.
Finally, Tom. He works in films, right? Is he an actor?
Not exactly. He doesn't speak much in films. He does dangerous actions, like falling or jumping, instead of the actors.
They all have interesting jobs. They must be happy.
That is the end of exercise 4. You have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening exam.